KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's clear and 58 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 77. Winds out of the north at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. A collision Monday afternoon in Madison County left one person dead and two others injured. The Iowa State Patrol says a car driven by 23-year-old Abigail Nicole Ashby of Indianola was traveling east on Highway 92 at around 4:26 p.m. when her vehicle crossed the center line of the road and sideswiped a westbound Chevy pickup. It was driven by 50-year-old Richard E. Baker from Winterset. Following that collision, the pickup continued westbound and entered a ditch before coming to rest. When the car spun around counterclockwise, it was struck broadside by an SUV that was driven by 63-year-old Ray Sidorius of Winterset. The car and the SUV then came to rest in the westbound lane of Highway 92. Ashby died at the scene. A passenger in her car, 3-year-old Keenan Kyle of Indianola, was injured and transported by Madison County Ambulance to Blank Children's Hospital in Des Moines. Sidorius was also hurt in the crash. He was flown by helicopter to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Patrol says the crash victims all were wearing their seatbelts. Red Oak police report the arrest Monday night of 30-year-old Jared James Black of Carson. He was taken into custody on two counts of violation of a protection order, which is a simple misdemeanor. Black was taken into custody just around 9:10 p.m. Monday at Highway 34 at Eastern Avenue. He was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Officials with Pottawatomie County Public Health Monday afternoon said there were 10 new COVID-19 cases confirmed on Saturday, 29 new cases on Sunday, and 11 new cases on Monday. Of the newly reported cases, two are from Crescent, two are from Carter Lake. One each is from Avoca, Carson, Neola, Trainer, and Underwood, while the rest are from Council Bluffs. All have been tested between June 16th and 19th. None have been epi-linked. According to the state's coronavirus website, 7,737 Pott County residents had been tested for COVID-19 as of yesterday, with 620 or 8% testing positive. Including the epi-linked cases, PCBH accounts for a total of 683 COVID-19 cases. And as of Monday, 413 individuals had recovered, 227 were self-isolating, 6 persons were hospitalized. And based on the contact tracing investigations, 140 cases are the result of community spread. Now you can look at the age breakdown of those persons testing positive for COVID-19 in Pottawatomie County in the same story on our news page at KJAN.com. The Mills County Public Health Department on Monday said there were 2 new positive cases of COVID-19 there. The total number of positive cases in Mills County now stands at 31, with 23 of those affected persons having recovered from the virus. A total of 1,761 residents of the county have been tested for COVID-19. The latest positive cases are adults. One is age 41 to 60, the other is 19 to 40. One case was the result of community spread, the other was through close contact. And the Iowa Department of Public Health this morning reports the number of Iowans who have tested positive for COVID-19 stands at 26,217, or 10% of those tested, which is an increase of 169 from Monday. Of that total, 6,714 have a pre-existing condition. Authorities say one more person has died from the virus for a total of 687. Of the 483 persons who have died to date, they had a pre-existing condition. 235,978 Iowans have tested positive for COVID-19, an increase of more than 3,350 since Monday's test results were posted. Of those who have the virus, 16,393 have recovered. A total of 262,526 tests have been completed as of today. COVID-19 outbreaks at long-term care facilities remain unchanged at 31. Health officials say 909 staff and or residents of those facilities have tested positive for the virus. 538 have recovered and 356 have died. In southwest and western Iowa, RMCC Region 4, there are 2 less patients hospitalized for a total of 6 and in an ICU for a total of 3. There were no new admissions reported Monday and one person remained on a ventilator. Statewide, the numbers essentially continued to decline with 163 hospitalized, 47 in an ICU, and 26 on ventilators. 8 more people were admitted to a hospital over the past 24 hours for a total of 14 new admissions. You can see the latest report on the positive COVID-19 cases for Cass and surrounding counties in the same story on KJAN.com. Shelby County did report an increase of 2 positive cases for Monday for a total of 81 and 5 recovered cases for a total of 46. In our funeral announcements, Clarence Harder, age 92, of Avoca, died Friday at the Murtu Medical Center. A memorial service for Clarence Harder will be today at 11 a.m. at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Glenn Burgett, age 92, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday at the Perry Lutheran Home. Graveside services for Glenn Burgett will be today at 1 o'clock at the Hamlin Cemetery. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Kevin Dorr, age 62, of Bayard, died Wednesday at Iowa Methodist in Des Moines. Funeral services for Kevin Dorr will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Bayard Church of Christ. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. David Sargent, age 50, of Harlan, died June the 4th in Omaha. A celebration of life for David Sargent will be this Thursday at 10 o'clock at Prairie Rose State Park, shelter number 2 in Shelby County. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Ernest Thompson, age 88, of rural Cumberland, died May the 3rd. Funeral services for Ernest Thompson will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Arthur Art Hibre, age 94, of Harlan, died Friday at the Elmcrest Assisted Living Facility. Funeral services for Art Hibre will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Terry Marie Bird Brent, age 56, of Stewart, died June 16th. A memorial service for Terry Brent will be held on Friday at 3 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Kenneth Love, age 92, of Carson, died Friday. Funeral services for Kenneth Love will be held Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson. Colleen Morrison, age 64, Bartlesville, Oklahoma, and formerly of Atlantic, died February 17th. A celebration of life for Colleen Morrison will be this Saturday at 11 o'clock at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Messina. Steen Funeral Home of Messina has arrangements. Alma Tallman, age 84, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. A celebration of life memorial service for Alma Tallman will be Saturday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Bill Jean Rustvold, age 82, of Shreveport, Louisiana, and formerly of Audubon, died May 29th. A celebration of life for Bill Rustvold will be held Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Our Savior's, that's a July 18th, that is, at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Johnson Family Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Douglas Seaman, age 73, of Atlantic, died Sunday. A celebration of life service for Douglas Seaman is pending, at the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. That is a check of our news brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.